something is sudden. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This message is brought to you by Christ Embassy Calabar, Calabar Ministry Center, Central Church, 16 Ayo Eta Street, off Barracks Road, Calabar, Cross River State, Nigeria. Worship with us on Sundays, 8 a.m., Wednesdays, 6 p.m. For prayer and counseling or to share your testimony with us, please call 0806-738-2777 or 081-179-76302 or send an email to radiotransmissions@loveworld360.com. This is a continuation of the message, Prevailing Prayer.
Hallelujah. You know, Ezekiel was by the Valley of Dry Bones. He said, I looked into the valley and the bones were very dry. And God said, son of man, can these bones leave? He said, thou knowest. Then God said, now, son of man, prophesy unto these bones. He didn't say arrange them. He said, prophesy to these bones and say, oh, ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. God shall cause breath to come into you and you shall live. Oh, my goodness. He said, as I prophesied, there was a noise. There was a shaking. What do you think that shaking is? He said, there was a noise. And behold, a shaking. He said, the flesh covered them. First of all, he said, bone came to his bone. Quickly. Hallelujah. Then it was covered with muscle, skin. He said, but there was no breath. Now they were lying there as slain. But they've been covered. They're no longer dry bones. We will get there. I'm not talking about us here. Listen, we passed that place a long time ago. I'm telling you, we're not singing, revive us, oh God. No, we're asking, oh God, revive your work in the midst of the years. See, we're praying for the revival of the work of God all over the world. You understand? But you see, before we can pray like that, we must have been up. We are burning. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Yeah. See, that we are busy. I don't just mean just busy for God. We're busy with the Lord. The Lord doesn't have time to waste. We're busy. Look at, we're here right now. What are we doing? Shaking everywhere. And several other television stations are asking now, we want that program. Give us Love World. Hallelujah. We're not through yet. We're working right now on the international front. See, God is busy, and we're busy with him, pushing out books and tapes fast. We don't even have enough time to advertise them. They've got to go out fast, quick. We're busy. Did you hear me? Because, see, when you plug in with God, every time you pray, the Spirit of God shows you visions. Any major step we take is based on the Spirit of God giving direct, clear, evident guidance. No assumptions. And this is what the Spirit of God wants to do in our lives as individuals. When you work like this, your life and ministry, your job will be supernatural. See, How do you compete with someone who doesn't operate on the same principles as you? Someone else is calculating with a Japanese calculator, and you are not here brainstorming. They are brainstorming. You are only Holy Ghost talking. Oh, hallelujah. No, they are brainstorming, cracking their brains and trying to put one and two to make three. And you're over here just laughing your way through, praying in the Holy Ghost with your hands lifted, and visions come to you. And you know, when God shows you a vision, you know what he's telling you? In the volume of the book, it is written of you. This meeting is not going on. In heaven, it has finished. That's what he was showing me in the vision. And just like Jesus, when he said, in the volume of the book, it is written of me, lo, I come to do thy will, O God. See, it was already clear. It was settled. It says, forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. And Jesus came and started acting out that which had been written concerning him. It was settled already. Those who will walk out of this place at the end of this meeting healed and cleansed of their sicknesses, your records are already with God in heaven. It's completed. All you have to do is to enter into that which belongs to you. That's all. So when you walk like that, even when it has to do with your jobs, your businesses, God will show you visions. When I talk about visions, I am not talking about a man cracking his brain and saying, well, the vision I have for this year. No! I'm telling you that God can show you a vision through a revelation. You can have a trance. The Spirit of God can manifest himself to you. We're talking about something supernatural, not what the world operates. You are a Christian, a spirit being, one that is born again, a new creation in Christ Jesus. You are not an ordinary person. He said, in the last days, said God, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. That means they shall speak words of power. So the old men shall dream dreams. The young men shall see visions. I believe in visions. I see visions. I believe the Spirit of God will open the eyes of many of you. You begin to see visions in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Yes. That's one of the things I enjoy in prayer. Because when I get to praying, I see. And when I have seen something, the rest is history. That's the way I look at it. It's all finished. It's all done. Like they say, it's a done deal. Amen. The matter is closed. Are you ready now? When we start praying, don't go, oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, God. You know, some fellows, they got together to pray. And this fellow among them, he just went, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Before long, he looked for the nearest chair. Thank you, Jesus. He wasn't saying anything, just. And then off he went. Brothers and sisters, we cannot fool the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. If you've not been born again, don't keep wasting time. It's time to give your heart to the Lord. It's time. It's time. So everyone who wants to be born again, and you want the life of Christ in your heart, you want Jesus Christ come into your heart, I want you to say these words after me and mean them from the bottom of your heart. Say, oh Lord God, I believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God. I believe he died to save my soul. I believe God raised him up from
from the dead, and he's alive today. I confess with my mouth, Jesus Christ is Lord of my life. From this day, I receive by faith eternal life into my heart, into my spirit. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I have a new life now. I am born again. I'm a child of God from this day. Amen. Praise God. If you pray that prayer, I want you to know that God heard you and answered you. I want to pray for you right now. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I pray for everyone who just received salvation. Let the name of the Lord Jesus be named upon them. Satan has no claims over them anymore. They belong to Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. In the name of Jesus, you are blessed now. You're blessed. In the name of Jesus. Write us and let us know you received salvation today, or you can call us on the phone. We'll be glad to hear from you. And when we get your details, we can send you a book. It's a small book titled Now That You Are Born Again. It'll help you start out your new life in Christ and begin building your faith immediately. Call us on the phone right now.
If you'd like us to pray with you or share your testimony, please call us on 0806-738-2777 or 081-179-76302 or send an email to radiotransmissions@loveworld360.com.
You know, being in Christ Embassy is more than being in a church. It's more than a church. It's a vision. And when you worship at Christ Embassy, you learn more than just the letters. It's the spirit of the word. And something more about it is the fact that the Spirit of God gets a hold of your life. And then his vision becomes real, not only to you, but he makes that vision real in such a way that others get to know what the Word of God really is by watching the Word of God manifested in your life every day. And that's what we do. We share God's Word every day. As we minister, the Word of God takes root in each person, and then you become exactly what God wants you to be. And that's the reason I like people to come to Christ Embassy. That's the reason I invite them, because they are being a part of something that's more than a church. It's a vision, God's vision.
Wow, this message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy Calabar, Calabar Ministry Center, Central Church, 16 Ayo Eta Street, off Barracks Road, Calabar, Cross River State, Nigeria. Worship with us on Sundays, 8 a.m., Wednesdays, 6 p.m. Thank you for joining us today. If you'd like us to pray with you or share your testimony, please call us on 0806-738-2777 or 081-179-76302 or send an email to radiotransmissions@loveworld360.com. This message is titled Prevailing Prayer. For the continuation of this message, please visit www.loveworldradio.fm to listen daily by 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. GMT plus 1. To order for the complete message, please visit Pastor Chris Digital Library app on Android and iOS, or please call us on +234-188-8334 or +234-802-332-4188 or send an email to radiotransmissions@loveworld360.com. Remember, one word from God can change your life forever. God bless you.